A pizza company fights back with some solid marketing and innovation. It's the Business News headlines for Thursday, the 20th day of February. Thanks for being here. The economy is so good that General Mills believes you'll buy $13 boxes of cereal. Oh, really? From the M&A world, Morgan Stanley is on a buying mission. According to Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the best place to live the American dream is not in America. We'll check the markets, and we've got a lingerie story for you. In for the interview, it's Kyle Hopkins, and we're talking about the new reality of the art of selling. And it's not all product knowledge. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. As always, we are waiting for you on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, or just go at Business News. We should be right there. Well, you start with innovative ideas, mix in some solid marketing messages, and then make the whole idea of ordering a pizza fun and personal. That's exactly what Domino's Pizza has done, and it's paying off. The stock was up by 29% after posting some impressive numbers today. U.S. same-store sales climbed by 3.4% in the fourth quarter that ended on December 29th. That topped analyst average estimate for a 2.1% growth. Domino's also reported profit and revenue that beat estimates, and its operating margin expanded from a year earlier. Growth in the U.S. restaurant industry doesn't come easy these days, and Domino's already has 6,000 locations in a market that's, well, overly saturated. Still, Domino's has been quickly expanding and offering easier carryout and faster delivery than its rivals. The company added a 141 net store increase last quarter in the United States. About that stock, it rose to $381.86, the most since the company went public in 2004, and a record high. The company has posted annual stock gains for 11 straight years heading into this year. Well, the brain trust over at General Mills is so convinced that the economy is the best it's ever been, they now believe that you'll shell out $13 for cereal. Here's the story. The food company plans to bolster sales by offering a ready-to-eat breakfast meal complete with real maple berries, dried cherries, and almonds. The catch? A box is priced at more than double the cost of an average box of cereal. But it does have almonds in it as its first ingredient. The cereal, aimed at health-conscious consumers, also contains organic coconut oil and pumpkin seeds. For sweetness, General Mills added dried sugary cranberries and dried cherries to the blend. According to the company, quote, "The price is part of a strategy to offer compelling innovation and health benefits that give consumers a reason to walk down the cereal aisle at grocery stores." End quote. There you go. Now you've got a reason to go down the cereal aisle. $13 box of breakfast. Morgan Stanley wants a piece of the regular person, so the company is buying E-Trade for a reported $13 billion. The all-stock takeover will combine a Wall Street firm in the late innings of a decade-long turnaround with a discount broker built on the backs of dot-com day traders. It's the biggest takeover by a U.S. bank since the 2008 crisis. E-Trade brings 5 million retail customers, their $360 billion worth of assets, and an online bank with cheap deposits that Morgan Stanley can funnel into loans. It's all business, you see. You know, we're all familiar with loyalty programs and subscription programs. Think Sam's Club, Costco. Well, what if somebody did something like that with vehicles? presto. Nissan has announced it will launch a subscription service that allows drivers to switch to a different car as often as every day. The program called Nissan Switch is scheduled to launch in Houston as a test run. So how does it work? Well, drivers can choose from two tiers, Select and Premium. Select will cost $699 a month and Premium $899 a month. The Select tier will offer models like the Altima Sedan and the Rogue Crossover, while the Premium includes models like the Maxima Sedan and the Armada SUV. Subscribers will also have to pay a $495 fee to join the program, but the subscription does include unlimited switches as often as a new vehicle each day, delivery, cleaning, insurance, roadside assistance, and regular maintenance. Now, to switch to a different car, drivers can use the Nissan Switch app or simply text your personal concierge to schedule your switch and the vehicle will be delivered to you. While it all sounds neat, get this. An analysis from car marketplace Edmunds.com found that subscriptions, the highest analyzed was $97,739, well, that those subscriptions over the course of 3 years are much more expensive than a traditional lease. But hey, if you got $13 for a box of cereal, why not, right? If you caught last night's Democratic debate, you heard Mayor Pete Buttigieg talk about living the American dream, but not necessarily in America. Asked what his stance was on Democratic Socialist Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' plan to require all companies to turn up to over 20% of their ownership to employees over time, Buttigieg thought the employee ownership of companies is a great idea. However, he said, I'm not so sure it makes sense to command those companies to do it. If we really want to deliver less inequality in this country, he said, then we've got to start with a tax code. And we've got to start with investments in how people are able to live the American dream, which is in serious, serious decline. Then the mayor went on to say this. As a matter of fact, the last time I checked, the list of countries to live out the American dream, in other words, to be born at the bottom and come out at the top, we're not even in the top 10. The number one place to live out the American dream right now, he said, is Denmark. The former South Bend, Indiana mayor's comments came as something of a surprise to some following the debate, particularly given that Denmark has universal health care, not unlike what Sanders is proposing. In addition to universal health care, Denmark also has tuition-free college, disability, old age, and survivor's benefits at virtually no charge. Well, stocks ended lower today, with most of the losses coming in a sudden midday move. At one point, the Dow was off by more than 300 points. So what happened? Well, the Fed dashed any hope of another interest rate cut, then lingering fears of the coronavirus and worries about the global economy sunk in. In the end, the Dow did cut its losses. The Dow closed 128 points lower at 29,219. The 30-stock average went from trading down about 200 points to a session low of down 388 points in roughly 2 minutes before rebounding. The S&P 500 shed 0.4 to close at 3,373, and the NASDAQ lost 0.7 to end the day at 9,750. Today's moves come a day after the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit record highs. And finally, there is this. Lingerie, it seems, just ain't what it used to be. Retail giant L Brands plans to sell majority control of Victoria's Secret to private equity firm Sycamore Partners, making it a private company with a $1.1 billion valuation. Billionaire Leslie Wexner, the longest-serving chief executive in the S&P 500, will also step down as CEO and chairman, with executive Andrew Meslow due to take over. L Brands will be left running just the Bath and Body Works chain. However, if you recall a story that we had about that several weeks ago, it remains the outlier among mall stores as the company continues to have incredible same-store sales, even while malls tend to empty out. Coming up next, a conversation about the changing role of the salesperson. My guest is Kyle Hopkins, and we're going to be talking about what qualities need to be measured when it comes to successful salespeople. And the twist is, it isn't necessarily product knowledge. Kyle Hopkins from Taro International, coming up next.